بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد This is our daily Ramadan highlight program in which we discuss the virtues of Ramadan and also some rules and regulations relating to Ramadan. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال دخل رمضان فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذا الشهر قد حضركم وفيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرمها فقد حرم الخير كله ولا يحرم خيرها إلا محروم رواه ابن ماجة حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said Ramadan has entered and this month is such a month that there is a night in it that has got the virtue or is greater than 1,000 months, and he who has been deprived of this night is deprived of goodness completely, and only that person will be deprived who is indeed a deprived person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr this Ramadan and every Ramadan in the future of our lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from the deprived ones who have been deprived completely of the goodness of this night. Regarding some of the rules and regulations of Ramadan, we were discussing the things which will permit a person to abstain from fasting. And amongst the things that are the factors that allow a person not to fast, one is to travel, a journey. A person who is a musafir is allowed not to fast. He is allowed to abstain from fasting. Once a person becomes a musafir, a traveler, then he is not required to fast. It is not compulsory on him. However, he may keep the fast. That will be better for him. If he is able to manage the fast, it will be better. But if he chooses not to fast, then he has a valid reason not to fast, and he should not be compelled. There's no force on him to fast, and there's no sin on him if he does not fast when he's traveling. But he will have to make qaza of that fast when he returns home. Then he has to make the qaza. Those who can manage easily, they should rather keep the fast. And those who prefer not to fast because they prefer that on the journey it might be difficult or they might find some discomfort, so they are allowed by the Sharia not to fast. Another two factors is, one is, both are relating to women. One is menstruation and one is the nifas, the bleeding, postnatal bleeding. Both these instances will exempt a woman from fasting. She is not allowed to fast in these days, and she will make qadha after these periods are over. Whenever she gets the opportunity, as quickly as possible, she should make qadha. We should not delay the qadha of this fast. Many of our sisters, they are diligent, mashallah. They keep the fast very quickly. As soon as Ramadan is over, the days of Shawwal come in. They keep their fast in Shawwal and they complete the obligation. But there are some who postpone it and who procrastinate, and as a result of which it builds up. And over a period of time, it can become very daunting. It could become many, many fasts. Sometimes it becomes, you know, over 100 and more days of fasting that they have to keep the qadha. And then it looks like a mountain that has to be climbed. But rather, do it as quickly as possible. Even if there are a lot of fasts, start straight away after Ramadan and try to finish it off as quickly as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our effort, and accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. If we don't make any effort, we do not make any intention, then the divine assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to come. So try to complete this fast as quickly as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Niyat zikr muhabbat ilahi. We always make niyat before zikr that it is to gain the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat, because zikrullah is that amal and that act which will fill the heart with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وعم نواله الله الله كيسا في أعلامه Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah inche shirin rasna chiro shakkar me shawad janam tamam Allah Allah inche shirin rasna Chiro shakkar me shawad janam tama Allah 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 Allah
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله على كل حال الحمد لله بعزته وجلاله تتم الصالحات اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وبما هو أهله ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم ادفع عنا البلاء والوباء يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا الله You have been so kind, You have been so merciful to us. Ya Allah, You granted us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it is your blessing, your favor, your ihsan that you have granted us this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to appreciate this month and to make the most of this month. Ya Allah, the days of this month are passing very fast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before we know, this Mubarak month will come to an end. Before this month comes to an end, Ya Allah, grant us maghfirat for all our sins. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek from you maghfirat and forgiveness, Ya Allah. Envelop us in your rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us freedom from the fire of hell, Ya Allah. Ya Ilah al-Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, grant shifa to those who are ill. Grant them complete recovery. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them complete maghfirat. Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Allah, remove these difficult conditions and bring conditions of ease, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make it possible, Ya Allah, for the Haramain Sharifain to be reopened to the Ummat, all the Masajid to be reopened to the Ummat, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, and life to come back to normal. Ya Allah, grant the people barakah. Ya Allah, grant everyone halal risk. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, grant everyone sufficient means for survival. Ya Allah, do not cause anyone to perish, Ya Allah, because of the conditions, Ya Allah, that have befallen us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, these are all conditions that have come as a test and a trial for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we had become heedless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we had become negligent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we had forgotten our duty and responsibility, Ya Allah, as the Ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we neglected our obedience to you. We neglected the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We neglected the duty and responsibility of conveying this deen, Ya Allah, to mankind. Ya Allah, we became comfortable with our comfortable ways of life. We were happy, Ya Allah, with the mundane things of this world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us understanding now to stand up to our duty and responsibility. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, blow the winds of Hidayat. Ya Allah, let millions come into the fold of Islam. Those who are already Muslimin, make them strong in the Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, those who are Mu'mineen, make them into Muttaqeen. Ya Allah, make us into Muttaqeen and pious servants. Make us from the Salihin, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your rahmat and mercies. Grant us halal risk, Ya Allah. Save us from all forms of haram. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever this month has brought for us in terms of the good, Ya Allah, qualities that are supposed to be entering into our hearts, Ya Allah, make it a reality for us. Ya Allah, grant us the quality of ihsan. Grant us the quality of ikhlas. Grant us the quality of sabr. Grant us the quality of shukr. Ya Allah, grant us the quality, Ya Allah, of compassion and mercy towards your creation. Grant us the quality of sympathy for the poor. Ya Allah, grant us the quality of generosity. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Bless us, Ya Allah, with all these good qualities, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Especially grant us the quality of taqwa. Make us your obedient servants and save us from disobedience and sin and transgression. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa. Ya Allah, keep us firm on taqwa. Keep us steadfast on taqwa. Ya Allah, create an atmosphere of taqwa. Ya Allah, create an atmosphere of deen around us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ نَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ نَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ نَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌّ كَرِيمٌ تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.